So I wanted to thank you for scheduling Let's All Get Together with Eddie Watkins, because he is near and dear to my heart. We went to the same church and Center for Spiritual Living, Greater Las Vegas, when he was creating this music, and we were performing together. So he's near and dear to my heart. So this week, I received a text that had me immediately riveted to its contents, because it triggered memories, it triggered desire to help in a critical time. So it was a new mom going through labor, 36 hours. And this person, the grandmother soon to be, her new grandbaby, first grandbaby, texting me saying, "What music would you recommend? Because if the baby didn't come within 2 hours, they were going to have to do a C-section." I've had a C-section. So all of these memories, right, flooding in. So how many have gone through something like this where you know somebody that had to have a long labor? Yeah. So anyway, I'm mustering up all of the information that I've got with decades of clinical experience and trying to put it into a short text that will be helpful. Because I have no idea what the mother likes. I have no idea what the situation is. So I was very succinct about what to look for. They found it. They played it. It worked. And the baby was born naturally within 2 hours. just imagine. I know, right? Lots of good notes.
You got the music in you.
Oh, and the training and the clinical experience. So imagine being able to take what a music therapist has learned and be able to practice it yourself with life skills. So we're going to have conversations today that might open your mind up to how to have this conversation with a loved one. Because it's so important to be able to dissolve barriers. There is so much divisiveness going on right now. In fact, we're about to launch a national project that is starting here in the Northwest. And it's about dissolving barriers through conversation that utilizes music. And how do we connect? So what is that sacred connections in music about? Some people may say sacred connections, got to be religious music, got to be spiritual music, got to be soothing music, got to be that place that you can go and connect. Yes, and there's more. Because we are wired for a broad emotional landscape. We are never not going to feel angry, anxious, depressed, or sad. Or serene and tranquil. Or optimistic and enthusiastic. We're going to experience all those emotions. It's how long you sit in any of those emotions that may cause problems physically, emotionally, behaviorally, and create division. So what we're going to do is have conversations with three people that have consented to be here. I see two of you. Oh, there's a third one. Yay! They're all here. So we have orchestrated this to have a conversation about preferred music. So in my clinical experience, working with an average of 150 clients a week over a 7-year period. It was constant in residential addiction treatment centers in Las Vegas. I learned so much. But because I practiced this protocol that I'm going to share with you today, I was able to manage the caseload because I was able to regulate emotion in the moment and be able to shift as needed. And this is what I hope for us, because of all the divisiveness, all the stress that is weighing us down. How can we shift our vibration into being that which we desire in this world? So with that, I am going to invite R to the stage.
Yay!
And you get a mic. Thank you. Oh, thank you thank so you. Much for your willingness to do this. Yeah. So this is very organic. So we had a conversation about the kind of music that you prefer, and I know that as a drummer, that you play in a band that focuses on one particular genre. What would you say that genre is?
New wave, goth, and post-punk, new wave, goth with shoegaze elements. That's what.
Okay. See, there you go.
That's what we've.
Some of us might refer to it as metal, sort of, but there's so many subgenres of metal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, you know, to say it's just metal is.
It's pretty loud.
But you didn't pick that music today.
No, that's it. Yeah. That's
yeah. So it's interesting, the wide variety of music. So we're not going to play metal today. I thought we were. I was okay with that. It would have been really interesting having it in this environment.
Play through the song. It gets pretty loud.
Okay. All right. So hit it, Jim. So immerse yourself in it. Just notice how you're reacting to it. And the interpretation, the translation is, the night walks with me. And the words, I know you don't do with the words, right? Because you're not painting.
I read them once.
Yeah, I know, but in the translation?
I read the translation once, yeah.
Okay, all right. So you know what it's talking about.
Well, it kind of breaks the spell.
It
kind of breaks the spell. So I only read them once. I was like, you know.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I just want to immerse myself in the music. Got it. How many of us do that, right? Where I'm just listening to music, I don't care what the words are. Okay. So the translation with that is, the night walks in step with days past, radiant instants ever slipping away, the scars of time erase so much. I want to remember what we've done together. I drift away with my thoughts and questions that haunt my mind, alone on a sea of silence, confiding in the stars. The night walks with me. And it just goes on from there. So it's interesting to notice that you picked something from France.
Yeah.
Right? Across borders as the song you wanted to immerse yourself in, with not wanting to listen to the words, and it being in another language that you don't understand. It was easy to do that, right?
Yeah. Can I just say why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
So I heard this song before, but a couple months ago, it came on my, playlist, you know? And I just couldn't shut it off. I just like put it on repeat, and it played for at least an hour, just over and over. And by the time, you know, like 45 minutes in, I was just sobbing for like 15 minutes. I had sat in the driveway when we got home, was just sobbing for like 15 minutes until it like kind of subsided. And I was just like really grateful that song healed something inside of me that day. And like, I haven't rarely that moved by a piece of music. So.
Yeah. So what mood were you in before you pushed play?
I mean, I was working, you know, I was focused.
Okay. So high energy, just focused. It was a good day.
It wasn't. There was nothing particularly going on.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing was particularly going on. It just grabbed a piece of me that was like there that needed to...
Unlock the heart, unlock the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So looking out at everybody here, anybody else say that this... What would you call it? Is it like a soothing or a happy or what mood does it do for you?
It's a very comforting sorrow.
It's comforting sorrow.
Yeah, it's cathartic.
Okay. Yeah, does anybody resonate with that?
Yes.
Okay. Any other reactions? Different. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't really feel the sorrow in it. Mm-hmm. I really felt more of just a flow of being, I guess, but not necessarily sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I didn't understand the word.
Right? Mm-hmm. Any other different response? Yes.
It gave me anxiety.
Gave you anxiety. Okay. So what's important to know here is that you're all correct. Mm-hmm. And whatever you say and however it's coming up for you, you are correct. So you start there and understand what is my response to the music and then what do I do about that? So for you... You probably felt complete after listening to it.
At peace, yeah.
Okay. All right. And so you just notice what happens to me after I play a piece of music. You know, some people will listen to music 24/7 because they're self-medicating and don't want to feel the unsettledness and they just want to play soothing music. Don't ever turn that music off because otherwise you don't know what's going to come up. And I know people that will do that. So if you're self-medicating with music 24/7, you need to revisit how to do that differently because all you're doing is repressing stuff. And it can erupt in ways that you may not want it to when the music is turned off. So thank you so much for introducing this. So as we think about adding music to our playlist, if this resonated with you, knowing what the words say and knowing what the feeling of the music is, it is a little bit more calming. It does have movement in it. So it could be like a sort of a soothing, energizing, or it could possibly be, if it was anxiety producing or sad, it could be a little bit unsettling, soothing. So when we talk about in the protocol following a mood sequence formula, you have to know where it would fit within that formulaic sequence. So more to come. Thank you so much.
Also, so you know, Alsay is actually a black metal band. They don't normally have songs like that. Most of their stuff is a lot.
So this is Alcest, right? A-L-C-E-S-T is the name of the band. Alcest. And the name of the song is La Nuit Marche Avec Moi.
Avec Moi. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for introducing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. All right, next up we have Lennon. Please. All right, I'll tell you what, we can face this way if you want.
No, it's fine. No, it's not.
Okay, so you picked a song that I was really intrigued with. So let's just go ahead and hit it, Jam, so we can listen to the song first.
Kimi no yume no nakan koishiro.
Outside Our Borders song, if you didn't understand the words. You wouldn't, unless you speak Japanese.
I mean, even I speak Japanese, and the words are still hard to understand. The direct pronunciation, or the direct translation for it, if you look it up, it
I
has
did.
Nothing to do with the actual lyrics at all.
Oh, it, really? Yeah. Tell me more. Okay, there so no, why would they do that?
Well, yes, yes. It essentially means something completely different than what it's translated as. On
you mean it's not the Monster
song?
Flower song?
Well, kaiju more means more of like a beautiful sort of song, mm-hmm. like beautiful. And hana, or like, you know, hana uta, kaiju no hana uta, the name of the song, hana does mean flower, so that is correct. But it's a nostalgic song. It's about missing childhood, and it's about missing the beautiful days in the past.
Mm.
So that's why when I listen to it, I feel very nostalgic, even though that's not exactly something that somebody my age is supposed to know. I'm not old enough to experience
nostalgia. Yeah, but it's interesting. So this is a song that they that Vandy, V-A-U-N-D-Y, that's the composer, created for anime. Mm-hmm. And so what's interesting to me is that, you know, the beat is very fast, and it's like that the whole song. Mm-hmm. It never lets up, right? So if you're doing anime, it keeps you engaged, right? It doesn't let you like disengage because it doesn't ever slow
seen
down.
Anime before.
You never saw it? Okay.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I just really like this
song. Well, how did you find it?
Well, I was actually an old music artist I used to listen to a lot. I just remembered listening to one of his songs. I looked it up, and then I checked out the rest of his music. I found a lot of very interesting, very catchy songs that I listened to again and again,
mm-hmm.
and then I started to really, really enjoy his music a lot. So then, that's how I found that one specifically, my favorite one.
Yeah. So how do you deal with the song being so fast, but yet it makes you feel something else?
Well, it's not so much fast as it is consistent.
Okay.
It's keeping a consistent beat, which makes it, you know, more of a song that's more, very much more enjoyable to listen to, and especially listen to over and over again.
So and it's a repetitive thing about knowing that childhood is no longer with you.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's interesting. So when do you choose to listen to it?
I choose to listen to it, you know, when I'm relaxing or when I'm just doing something and it's a good background song.
Okay.
Of course. And like, you know, when I'm riding my bike around, I like to listen to random assorted songs that I enjoy listening to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So with this, so it's making you feel a little bit melancholy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But yet it's fast paced, so it kind of keeps your spirits up.
Yes.
In that regard. So when you think about music that has lyric that might make you a little bit sad with music that is really happy, sometimes it can be confusing because the music's wanting you to be happy about something that's sad.
Yeah.
And that leads sometimes to confusion about, well, wait a minute, why should I be happy about that? And more often than not, songs are coming out like that, where the music does not match the lyric. And so then and it really creates confusion subconsciously. So then it's really looking at what would I do if I'm sad about something that I'm missing, and what would I match with that to actually feel the sadness deeply and then be able to release it. And so that's what this formulaic sequence is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love this. And will you notice that we've gone now across borders again? So of course I had to look that up as a trend because I have been watching trends on this planet for decades. So we are getting into a new trend. People in the United States are crossing borders and wanting to listen to music outside our borders. And I wonder why.
Migration.
I wonder why. So much stuff happening in the United States. We're reaching out. We want to be a global community. We want to connect in a meaningful way with other countries. Just a trend I'm noticing. Anything else you wanted to add with this? So if you want Vandy, I know you said it much better than I would pronounce it. Kaiju no Hana Uta.
Kaiju no Hana Uta, yes.
You say better.
Yeah. Yeah.
check with Lennon if you want to download that one. He can tell you exactly where to go for it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. All right. So, oh, I don't need this. We'll have Tracy come up in just a second here. So I want you to notice that your reaction to that piece. So I knew Lennon wanted to sit down. I wasn't going to make him stand up here for this. How many of you felt more of like an unsettling from the song? Anybody? Okay. How many felt more soothing from the song? I see. Okay. And energizing? Yeah. Yeah. And then you look at the words and realize that it's talking about loss. You know, so then you have to go, okay, so what do I do with that? So it's just being aware of your music habits. I don't care whether you're performing or whether you're listening to music. Be aware of your music habits and how the music is steering you and embedding in you. When you have an earworm is where you have a song stuck in your head. You just can't get rid of it. And what I've discovered in working with so many people is that it's got a message for you. And it's going to stay stuck in your head until you learn the message. So I have gotten really good at deciphering messages. So it's really understanding that. I remember one client who reached out to me that was in one of the treatment centers, and he's like, Judith, I have to have a session with you. I've got this song stuck in my head, and I don't know what it means, and I'm in this kind of situation. Because of the training that he went through with me in 45 minutes, we were able to figure out what the message was. Of course, I listened to the music. What the message was and what he needed to do about it to get out of being stuck, which was creating a prescriptive playlist on the spot with him that honored him and what he was going through. So when you understand what a song is about for you, and you're feeling the stress of the world and you're trying to figure things out, I do free consults. You can check our website out and just schedule with me, and we can do a quick consult on it, because it will give you more insight about what is happening in my playlists and how can I change them up so that in the moment when someone texts you and says, what do you recommend, you've got it right there. I've had some surgery experiences over the last year and conversations with the anesthesiologist. So, of course, I'm dictating to the medical team what we are doing. And the surgeon's like, well, no, we're going to play your music in surgery. And I'm like, no, I need to be sedated and you need to be awake. Oh, no, but I'm sure I'll like, no, you are not listening to my music. He wanted to pipe it into the surgery room. Like, no, this goes in my pocket. I've got Bluetooth. I know exactly what the playlist is. I know how long it is. I know how long you need me on the table. And I'm hoping, as I'm talking to the anesthesiologist, I'm hoping you use less medication and that I'm out of recovery sooner, because you're going to shift it to this playlist so I can get out of recovery sooner. So the example was the anesthesiologist listened to me and reported to the recovery nurse that indeed less medication was used, and I was up in 15 minutes.
Wow.
In recovery and ready to bolt. And then there was a situation with the anesthesiologist where I was letting him know what we were doing, hoping, you know, for less anesthesia. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know that music can be really good for a positive mindset. And I'm like, oh, you don't get it. I do not have time to give you a lecture, so just put me down. So it's interesting. We have a lot of educating to do about the power of music to influence physiology, emotions, behavior, mindsets, instantly. But you have to know what will work for you. So as you open up your mind to have sacred connections in music with others, It's a curiosity that you have. So I've worked with mothers who have teenagers that listen to things they don't want to listen to, and they've learned how to have conversations differently with them, where now the door is more open about the music and what's going on and why they're connecting with that music. So we're going to bring up Mom and find out what your favorite music is, Tracy.
When I get a break from J-pop. Which is fun. Which, no, it's great. I love it.
It's okay. It's okay, Lennon. All right, Jim, hit it.
思い出すのは君の
高い not that one. Next one, number 3. We already did that one. Yeah, see, Lennon, you said, yeah, that's it.
I can feel it on my tongue. Brick and mortar. Thickest scripture. Drawing lines in the sand. Laying borders. As tall as towers. I babble on until my voice is gone. Till I'll die on is about 90 meters of bricks. Colored indigo and inscribed with my name and lined with cedar. But the words fall flat like cymbals crashing, like boulders gnashing. It's like constellations a million years away. Every good intention, every good intention is interpolated. Left for me to climb to the heavens is the chasm of the night and a matter of time that I hear the rumble as the tectonic plates start to shake and I feel my blood pounding like the beat of a drum. It's like constellations a million years away. Every good intention. Every good intention is interpolation. A line we drew in the array, clinging to the faces, clinging to the shapes in the silence.
There's only one verse left that was sort of similar.
It was about to get really good, though.
It was, oh yeah. No! All right.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I always have that happen, but that was a good part you just cut off.
I have not been able to stop listening to this band. This was Lennon's first concert. We went to see the Oh Hellos in Spokane. Was it November? And I cannot stop listening to them. Aww. So are you telling me there's hope to get this music out of my head?
What's the name again?
The Oh Hellos.
So the name of the song is Constellations. And the band is Oh Hellos. And so there's a memory of actually going to a concert with your son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has that ever happened before?
No, it was his first concert.
Oh, see, all right. Yeah. So there's a memory there of having him with you. Lynn's like, yeah.
Well, I thought I was a really, I thought he was a cool, he is a cool kid. I thought he was uniquely cool and that he liked my music. And then we got to the concert and I was the oldest person in the room. I had no idea the Oh Hellos had such a young crowd base. So that was kind of fun too.
You're still young.
Right. And I guess loving the Oh Hellos reiterates that.
Yeah, so the words are, I can feel it on my tongue, brick and mortar, thick as scripture, drawing lines in the sand and laying borders as tall as towers. I babble on until my voice is gone. This hill I'll die on is about 90 meters of bricks. colored indigo and inscribed with my name and lined with cedar, but the words fall up flat like cymbals crashing, like molars gnashing, cause like constellations a million miles or a million years away. Every good intention is interpolation, a line we drew in the array, looking for the faces, looking for the shapes in the silence. It goes on and on and on. So it's like having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's deep and poetic, right? I mean, the plays on words Yeah.
It's like having this conversation where, and the music just kind of goes along on this little journey with you to have this conversation about more and what that looks like, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So how does it make you feel, though, when you listen to it?
Oh, I'm inspired. Usually by the end of that song, I'm, like, jumping around. That was me holding back. Yeah. It fires me up. I get so excited and inspired and energetic. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So anybody else resemble what Tracy just said? Fires you up. You're ready to be dancing and... Yeah, okay. Anybody feel soothed and wants to go to sleep from it? No hands? Really? Okay, a little bit. All right, thank you for your honesty. Anybody unsettled from it where it's like, you know, it's just not my jam?
I felt a lot of conflicting stuff. There was like some nostalgia and then some soothing and then some anxiety. It was like kind of a jarring experience internally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... just be aware that what stops pain for you may create pain for somebody else. It's important to have private sound space. So when you play music publicly, just really did and streamed it, you need to ask permission because you never know how it's going to affect or infect somebody else. So as you think about having a sacred connection, not only to the music, but the person that loves the music, it's understanding what is it that they like about the music. How can you connect to that? So you start asking questions about, you know, the rhythm, the lyric, how the music is flowing, you know, and it's making you want to dance. Yes. Very individualized. I mean, there's going to be a majority, you know, but we're all in different spaces. So for instance, say you're in a state of anxiety and this piece of music is soothing. It won't be soothing for you. It'll make you more anxious, most likely. And I can't say 100% on anything because it's so subjective, but that is a general response that if you are trapped in these emotions, don't go away yet. If we are trapped in these emotions, and a different mood category. So, for instance, emotions like unsettled versus soothed versus happily energized. If you're trapped in unsettled emotions, you're not going to resonate easily, potentially, with soothing music or happy music because you're trapped here. And then you're going to want to listen to music that resonates with you here, and then you may misinterpret it. And you may say, if you're in a state of anxiety, you may say, this music is really exciting. And it kind of puts a balm. It doesn't get rid of the anxiety, but because it's matching where you're at, you're feeling some relief. The same thing happens with anger. If you're in a state of anger, you're listening to music that's matching that mood, and you're trapped in anger, you're going to be calling the music probably energizing. Oh, yeah, this stuff is good. It energizes me. And then road rage. These are true stories. I've got a story for everything that I say. And the other one that is a danger zone as well is depression. So if you're trapped in depression, you're going to be resonating with music that matches where you're at. Usually we do that. You know, it's what I feel like listening to right now. It matches my mood. But if you're trapped in depression, you could be misinterpreting it as soothing and calm. Leave me alone. You know, just in my space. I'm being calm. But it's depression. And then you're matching music to that depression and spiraling. And I have known way too many people that have died by suicide. And I know what the music was they were listening to. These are all danger zones. So music is powerfully influential. And the more that you can digest about its power, it will alert you about potentially dangerous situations and give you the language to maybe avoid it. Just being aware, building your life skill to be aware of how to understand music and how to go to that place to have a conversation with somebody where they're open to listening to you because you're curious. I found a new phrase you might want to adopt. If you're going into a networking situation or anything, I hopped into a car with a guy taking me back from the Subaru dealership. It was a young guy. So, I'm looking for some new music. What you got? Oh, boy, did I get it. And we had this conversation that flowed that would never have happened if I hadn't said that. And he shared music that I just, you know, found really interesting. So, with that, we have a quiz. So I'm going to go to that, and Tracy took this quiz, because you can, oh, there it is. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't know you fast-forwarded it here. So this quiz is free. So that's why I had the URL up here if you want to take a snapshot of it and take it later. You are what you listen to, okay? And Tracy took this to find out, could my music taste reveal my inner strengths? What would that look like? So it's okay that I share your results, right? Okay, all right. You want to fast forward it for me, please? Brian, thanks. So she is a creative visionary. And her insight is, I see the world in color, I hear it in possibility. Your music taste reveals the creative visionary within you. Your imaginative nature, innovative thinking sets you apart. Your creativity is boundless, intuitive, and alive. Do you see that in the music that she picked? Yeah. And so you get this two-page detail about who you are when you fill out this quiz, because it gives you information about then what to do. So the next page then is more information, tapping into Music for Life with all sorts of possibilities. We have an app even for you. But what I want to leave with you about this is finding out more about yourself. When you find out more about yourself, you can then be more inquisitive about others because you have a base from which to start. Tracy, thank you so much. Any other words you wanted to add about the music?
I don't think so. I think you covered it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, sacred connections in music. Let's go to the next slide, please. I was talking about self-medicating with music. When you do it intentionally, you actually don't have to listen to music very long. What I've noticed happens over the decades for people is that their listening regimens shorten if they were listening a lot to music, because now they're being intentional and prescriptive. And it's regulating emotions so well and so quickly that they don't need to listen to it that long. They could shift a mood in as little as 10 to 15 minutes so that they can be right on with whatever the task was. So once you figure out what is my prescriptive playlist and how do I do all of this, then you can start having an essence that is a mood control where it's not repressing or suppressing emotions where, oh no, can't go to that anger right now. All hell will break loose if I do that. It's truly about managing your emotions so that you can be in the present moment and be able to function and not have that heavy stress that Julie was talking about. There is so much divisiveness now that we have forgotten how to have a conversation with people that dissolves those barriers. So we are actually launching a project, and it's got this long phrase. I can't remember what it is now because I'm right in the middle of writing it all up. But we have people from across the country. I've never seen them come together like this before. They're all PhD level. One is a psychologist and has created a new name that you'll be hearing about of SPTSD, social PTSD. And there's a bed of information that he's bringing forward for us about how to knock that out in these conversations that we're creating. Nancy Love, so that was David Grutter. Nancy Love is another person. She is a political scientist at a university and has written books on music for social change and musical democracy. And she's inserting her background and information into these dialogues. And our own Reverend James Kress is a part of the group too, because he has such a wonderful way of dialoguing about difficult topics. And there's more. There's a military colonel involved. I could go on and on. So we have quite the team put together to have these important conversations to teach people about how to dissolve barriers, how to make that sacred connection with somebody where you're going straight to the heart and bypassing all this other stuff. Being human again. Yeah. Any questions? I'll do a couple questions if anybody has any questions about anything. I've got a mic for you. Okay.
Oh, I don't need a mic.
You don't, but we have live stream. They want to hear you.
So that little description of her personality that came from the music, how did you put that together?
Good question. When my team said, oh, let's do this, I'm like, what? You want a quiz? I got to research that. So I found 5 studies. And I created it from 5 studies. Because I had to have some knowledge that, you know, this quiz was real, you know, and not just Facebook fluff. Yeah, so it's based on 5. Yes?
I have a question about that. And since we're talking about it,
I think everyone hearing your response might be helpful. Okay, so it's spot on and describes me. And often I say, like, could the ideas just please stop so I can focus on something? And then I get more new ideas. And it can feel very overwhelming, which is a cool problem, but it's a problem nonetheless.
Yeah.
So are you telling me that if I stop listening to this music and I listen to the downward spiral you described, I feel like I'm on an upward spiral where I'm just constantly inspiring. And can I, like, I don't know, should I be listening to some, like, whiny country or something? Like, balance? Please advise.
Well, we don't have time to dive into all of that. We would have to have a separate conversation about that.
So,
possibly, yeah, possibly. It's always good to have a variety of genres. This protocol honors all genres as potential healing, all genres. Out of over 32,000 documentation notes I've done, there was one, where I had to say, we are not playing that right now. And the person was transferred to another facility. And the staff did not know anything was wrong until it happened in music therapy. So I always suggest that we have a private conversation because this is very public. And I know you're very public, but yes, Dave, I'll get to that. Yeah.
So I have a really loud ringing in my ears all the time.
Mm.
And so the music I play mitigates that.
Mm. Really? What is it?
Well, you heard it the other night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I'm wondering, does that spiral into more ringing in my ears? Or is that something that basically, yeah. And I pick music that has no words intentionally. Mm-hmm. That it's just a background thing that my ears can listen to something and not hear the ringing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so remember that I said we have this broad emotional landscape. And all the emotions need to be expressed out, or they could be stuffed or repressed based on all the stuff that's happening in society now. And so I know what you're listening to, and it could be that there might be something else, but because of that physical challenge, we'd have to have a private conversation. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Okay, so a couple things. First, thank you. Thank you for sharing. As a mother of young 22-year-olds, I've gone through some of the similar steps. And I do have some concern, or at least I did until this morning, of our younger generation and the music that they're listening to, because it doesn't always connect with me. So I thank you for bringing that to light. That is a good thing. My other side is, I'm a 70s girl. And I constantly go back to the 70s music because it was the best. Sorry. and still is. So that just brings me so much peace when I listen to my memories, those that I remember, of those decades, right? So I try to move forward and listen to newer music, but I find it challenging. Am I so attached to my memories that I can't go forward?
You're attached to the emotions and the memories. Yeah. When I was doing a training at Shepherd Air Force Base, there was a military member who consented to come on stage with me and talk about his earworm. So he gave me the name of the piece, never heard of it before, started playing it. I'm looking at the words, and I'm like, oh. So we get done listening to it, and I'm like, so, does that, do you know the words, or do you know the music? Or, and he goes, no, I don't know what the words are. I'm like, oh, is there a memory? He goes, yeah. He goes, high school days. So he just did boot camp, now he's in advanced training. So homesick, right? So yeah, memories kicking at high school. You know, I'm just having a great time with my buddies, and it's never going to be like that again. I'm like, oh, I didn't want to go there because I didn't know what that was about. and so I said, well, how do you feel now? He goes, actually kind of melancholy. Oh, okay. So the name of the piece was Foster and the People Pumped Up Kicks, right? Well, so Pumped Up Kicks is very energizing. Very energizing. And it was the very first song that was released that described the first active shooter incident. And it's very graphic in the words. And yet the music is so
super catchy.
Yeah. Right? So he didn't know what the words were. But when you have an earworm, you have this playing in your head constantly. And so you don't know the effect of the words. So when he said then that he felt melancholy, I was like, okay, so this is where you go with a prescriptive playlist. You need to address the melancholy. And because that particular music, Pumped Up Kicks, because that music has lyric that are highly unsettled and music that's highly energized, they don't, like, match. And so that would not go into one of these prescriptive. So what happens is you have to create specialized playlists, and then you cull from those to create the prescriptive playlist. And so that music would not go into that. But it's a good eye-opener and an ear-opener for us to know what you're going through right now and how to determine what to do next. So as you think about an earworm that might be happening for you or someone you know, it's just important to know what is it? What is the message? What is happening with it? and what do I need to do about it? And is there a particular mood that I find myself in every time I'm listening to this music in my head? And what do I do about that? Any other questions before we wrap up? Yes. Oh, here we go.
I have so many questions.
Oh, boy.
Wondering if you have like a quick start guide, like a place for us to begin exploring our own, like, is it like sit in a space alone, listen, maybe write down what we feel, just kind of like to get going and learning what we're listening to, what it's doing to us.
Yep, that's number one, is just start paying attention. What is the music doing to you physically, emotionally, and behaviorally? When do you choose to listen to it? What are others saying about the music that you're listening to? And is it valid for you or not? Or is it about their own stuff? So it's just building your awareness about how music is influencing you. And then it's taking a dive, if you so choose, into understanding what the protocol is all about and how you can actually create your own prescriptive playlist. Our app, which is free right now, you can go on it and take the quiz. There's another quiz, and it's free. It's an emotional profile quiz, and it will help you determine if you are trapped in a chronic comfort zone. So this danger zone I was talking about, where you misinterpret anger or depression or anxiety, those are called chronic comfort zones, and there's a quiz to take to understand if your music habits are driving you potentially into those chronic comfort zones. And there's three different comfort zones. So I've learned all of this through my clinical experience working with more than 11,000 patients in residential addiction treatment centers. So music can connect people. You can have that sacred connection. And it may be different than what you first thought we were going to be talking about with sacred connections. When we find church music in a variety of churches, there's a lot of crossovers. You know, rap is now doing Christian. Metal is doing Christian. They're seeking to appeal to a wide variety of people to get them in so that they can give them a message about life. And many times what will happen is if you have a metal band that is playing spiritual words, that could be a mismatch, because metal, not all metal, metal tends to resonate with anger or other unsettled emotions. And so if someone's playing that, it could be that they're just matching what's going on for them. I've played with Metallica. I love those guys. I love listening to metal. And when I had kids at home, besides Kaylin right now, when I had kids at home, if they knew that mom was listening to metal, they did not come into my room. I know that we could go on and on and on with our talks today. So I'm really hoping that you do something today. You know, take the quiz that I talked about up here. You know, so that sacred music really starts building empathy, curiosity in your life, as well as how you connect with others, because your future self will thank you for it. Yeah.
Can you clarify how to get into that quiz?
We need to go back to it, Brian.
Yeah.
So just take a snapshot of the URL. There you go. Nope. This is the time everybody gets their phone out.
I will also put that link on the synopsis, the page where this service is.
Oh, okay,
archived,
cool.
So that people can.
Right,
find
right.
It
so
there.
Put the graphic so they know what it goes to.
Go, yep.
Cool. Thank you, Brian. All right, so after all of that music now, we're going to move into meditation. And I'm just going to get the violin out and play. Yeah. So I invite the choir to start us so that we can immerse ourselves in this. And then I'm going to do a music track with Jim. And then it will shift back into the choir, and then we'll shift into the rest of the service.
You are beautiful. sing your song. And if your whole life depends on it, depends on it, you've got to sing your song. And if your whole life depends on it, depends on it, you've got to sing your song. And if your whole life